responsibly from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things.
So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment.
For all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
His acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always chide.
Neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins.
Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth,
so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children,
so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame.
He remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are as grass.
As a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone.
And the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting upon them that fear him.
And his righteousness unto the children's children.
To such as keep his covenant.
And to those that remember his commandments to do them.
You may be seated. I'm realizing now that we didn't finish the song. So let's do that now. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens.
And his kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength.
That do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts.
Ye ministers of his that do his pleasure.
Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And now we hear the Old Testament reading from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning at verse 1. And all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee unto a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines, and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. This is the word of the Lord. We hear the epistle from the fourth chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. This is the word of the Lord. And now please rise for the gospel. The 17th chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 11, and this is also the text for our meditation this evening. We read in the name of our Lord. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And now you may be seated as we join in singing hymn number 371.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, my rock and redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be seated. Well, grace and mercy and peace be unto all of you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, dear redeemed in Christ, you know, my daughter, we were talking to her the other night on the phone. She teaches second grade in Wisconsin in a public school. And she had the kids write down things that they were thankful for. And she was kind of blown away about how many of them said that they were thankful for God. Imagine that. They were thankful for God. Childlike faith, right? And tonight I'm talking about thank you, Jesus. You know, we have the opportunity to say that each and every day of our lives. And we heard the person that was healed in the Luke 17 text. We heard him say, thank you, Jesus, when he was healed of that dreaded disease, leprosy. So what are you going to put on your Thanksgiving list? You know, maybe you're thankful that you got a deer this year, or maybe that you didn't get a deer. I think you could all be thankful that you've got a pastor coming to you now in the new year. That's something to give thanks for. Quite a process to go through all of that. And it's been a privilege for me to kind of help you in some part in that journey. And so, personally, you know, being retired, I give thanks for that. After Sunday, when I preached down at St. John's Popple Creek, near St. Cloud, I'll be jumping on the airplane the next day and flying to Florida for the most of December. 60-degree weather. I'm thankful for that opportunity. But then I'm also thankful that I can come back and help you remove snow right before Christmas. But Thanksgiving, I like how we can really change that word to be thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to thanksgiving. That's how it translates, isn't it? And so in our words, in our actions, in our thoughts, we either operate out of gratitude and thankfulness, or maybe bitterness and scorn, which would be a bummer. Not too good. But to be able to have that gratitude flowing in our lives, that's a beautiful thing. And so we recognize here in this text, this Luke 17 text, which always comes up at this time of year with this Thanksgiving theme, we see how and how not to respond, right? And so Jesus was going along the border of Samaria and Galilee, and he heard people crying out as he entered a village. You know, people that had leprosy were kind of ostracized to a certain area, that they didn't mingle with normal people, normal society, because people didn't want to catch what they had. Just like you don't want to catch what I've got, right? On a smaller scale. But leprosy meant that you were, you know, you had a bad deal for the rest of your life. There weren't too many cures around. But they cried out. For some reason, they had heard about Jesus. And they cried out, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy. You know, I recognize in the service tonight how often that word mercy is emphasized. It was just in the hymn that we sang a few moments ago. And then in Psalm 103, it talked about his mercy. And you know, mercy is really not getting what we deserve. That's the mercy of God. And God loves to act in mercy to those who fear him. And so Jesus showed mercy, like he did on many other occasions. His coming into the world meant that the kingdom of God, with all of its love and power and mercy, was coming upon individual people like these lepers. 10 of them. And yes, it says that as they went, they were cleansed. You see, Jesus told them to go to the priest in the city. Go to the priest and have them give you the verdict that you're clean. And so you see how Jesus is fulfilling Old Testament Mosaic law. He didn't just like avoid that or skip over it, but he told them to go, show yourselves to the priest, and let them declare that you are now clean and you are ready to enter into society. So Jesus shows that he is the fulfillment of all the law, that he didn't come to abolish it, but he came to fulfill it in his very person and work. Now, the irony is that there were 10 cleansed, and only one came back to give thanks. 10%, that's not a very good percentage, is it? And maybe that's how it's often in the church. We recognize that maybe the percentages aren't all that great. Not as much as they could be or should be. Jesus, he sees the irony. And the other part of the irony is that it is a Samaritan. It is a foreigner. It is not one of Israel who would know better. And so, could not more than just a foreigner return to give thanks? And notice that Luke, in his gospel, he has that angle of reaching out to the world, the Gentile world. He told another parable about a Samaritan, didn't he? And so that's his angle to all of this, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save everyone and to heal everyone. And so he says to that one who came back to worship him, he fell down on his face, was prostrated before him, and he yelled out in a loud voice, giving praise to God for his wonderful deeds. So, what a wonderful event in the life of that leper and in the life of Jesus. For Jesus would say to him, rise, go, your faith has made you well. And so it's a matter of faith, isn't it? I guess apparently the other 9 who were healed didn't combine that with faith. Maybe they gave the source or the recognition to someone or something else. I don't know. The text doesn't say. But, you know, the human nature can find all ways, different ways other than going to God to explain things. But this one, he knew the source and the power of the blessing that he had received. He knew it. And he connected the dots with Jesus, the Son of God, who came into the world to save sinners. Now, you know, think about all the great things that God has done for you and me. We sang it in that hymn just a while ago, that second hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. You know, that could sound a lot like what that healed leper sounded like when he came back to say, thank you, Jesus. But think about how in Psalm 103, it told us that as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love toward those who fear him. The wonderful things that God has done for us, that in our baptism he has washed and cleansed us from something greater than the disease of leprosy, the leprosy of sin, which really afflicts each and every one of us. But he has cleansed us. He says to us, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. And he gives us the sacrament,
the promise and pledge of his very body and blood to give us strength to meet every temptation that we face during the week and throughout our lives. The strength that we have in being connected with the Christ who came to deliver us. Yes, it is through his cross and resurrection that we experience his victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. You know, the Old Testament says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever." And then also in Ephesians, Paul writes that, "Give thanks always and in everything to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the Old Testament and New Testament bear witness to the importance of thanksgiving, that it is an integral part of our worship and life. I want to tell you about Lee Iacocca. You remember that name? Okay. He was kind of in charge of fundraising for the refurbishing of the Statue of Liberty some years ago. And the story is told that a little old lady, 87 years old, sent in a contribution of $1,000. And so Iacocca wrote a thank you on a piece of paper, handwritten, sent it back to her. And then she sent a gift of $25,000. And so he typed out a letter of thanks, made it a little more formal, sent it back to her. And then she sent in a check for $50,000. And so he called her up and said, "Hey, would you like to have a personal tour of the Statue of Liberty?" And she said, "No, I'm too busy. I don't have time for that." So then she sent another $75,000 check for the project. But it kind of shows you the power of thanksgiving. I mean, if Lee Iacocca would have just kind of ignored her gifts and whatever, didn't send a thank you, who knows what would have happened. But as it turned out, she sent in nearly $250,000 for that project. But the power of thanksgiving, how much greater when we apply it to our relationship with Christ. Giving thanks in all things. Yes, what a wonderful privilege it is to give thanks. I just wanted to close with a story about a man named Johnny. Eugene Peterson, who was a pastor, talked about this. He said that Johnny and his wife were pretty regular in church attendance over the years. But then when they kind of got into some money and they started building houses and a lot of social engagements, they got busy with boats and cars, and they didn't show up to church. For 2 years, he hadn't seen them. But then one sunny day, Johnny was sitting in church, and he was surprised to see him there. And after church, he asked him, "Well, Johnny, what made you come to church today? I haven't seen you for quite a while." And he responded, "Well, it was such a beautiful day, and I thought about how many blessings I have, and I just had to say thank you, and I thought this would be the best place, the most natural place to do that." So I thought that was an interesting little story that this pastor had about the matter of thanksgiving. So, rise, go. Your faith has made you well. May you be blessed in your day tomorrow and this week as you gather with family and friends. And may you be blessed as a result of coming here with this family this evening and receiving the sacrament, the ultimate healing that we have from the healer, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. world without end.
Amen.
Amen.
And may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
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 And receiving absolution. O Almighty God, merciful
Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as an ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom cometh down every good and perfect gift, we call to remembrance your loving kindness and tender mercies, which are ours. And with grateful hearts, we lift up our voices of thanksgiving.
For thy Son, Jesus, our Savior, who took upon himself all our sins, who wraps us in his righteousness and washes us with his blood, we thank you, O God.
For your Holy Spirit, who touches our hearts and lives through your word and sacraments and keeps us in the one true faith, we thank you, O God.
For the faith which dispels the shadows of earth and fills the saddest and last moments of life with the light of an immortal hope, for our blessed inheritance reserved in heaven, we thank you, O God.
For the sacrament of Holy Communion which you have given to your church, which we are about to receive, where in truth we do receive the true body and the true blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins. For this, O God, we thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ,
the blood of Christ,
to death,
the Lamb of God,
all of your sins,
takes away the sin
true body
of the Lord. Bless you and keep you.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all of your sin. Take a drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all of your sin.
And now may the true body and blood of our crucified and risen and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in the true faith unto life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death,
blood of Christ,
for all of your sins,
Lamb of God,
taken up, this is the true
body, away the sin of the world, the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed for you.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all of your sin.
And now may the true body and blood of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
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 come to the Lord's table.
Take it. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death,
the Lamb of God,
for all of your sin,
who takes away the sin of the world, shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Take a drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sin. Take a drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sin.
And now may the true body and blood of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in the true faith unto life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Lord's table.
Hey, this is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death,
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and shares with you all the blessings of his redeeming work.
This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
And now may the true body and blood of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. God's peace and joy go with you. Amen.
Amen.
Strengthen and keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. God's peace be with you. Amen.
Amen. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true body, the true blood. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose mercies are new unto us every day, and who, though we have in no way deserved your goodness, still provides for all our wants of body and soul. We pray thee, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, giving thanks for all your benefits, and to serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. God of all grace and love,
be gracious with our lips. Grant that we may also praise you in faithful living, to your honor and glory,
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now receive the benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with each of you.
Go ahead, Dave.